Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we would like to teach you how to say apple in Chinese. We have Jessie from Transition. Hi, Jessie, 你好。
你好。
Do you like apple?
I love apple.
Which one? You mean the electronic devices or?
All of them, actually.
Oh, the fruit. Okay.
I love eating apples. It's one of my favorite fruits. Mm-hmm. And then I've been a long-term user of Apple since 1992.
Okay.
When I had my first computer, which was an LC2.
Okay, wow, you are much more earlier adopter than I. Okay, we say 苹果。
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 Yeah, and of course, when we say 苹果, people will ask the same question, even when I say 苹果 in Chinese. They will say, oh, are you talking about the fruit or the electronic devices or the company, 苹果?
Yeah. So you have to distinguish between the...
You have, but let's learn how to say it first.
Great.
苹果。
苹果。
Yeah, there are only two words, and 果 means the fruit.
Mm.
And 苹, that's the description of this type of fruit. 苹果。
苹果。
Yeah. And 果, it could indicate any type of fruit. 果, that's a tree in the bottom. And then on top is a fruit shape.
Okay.
Stuff, like a symbol on top of the tree.
Oh,
so that's
wow,
just a literal drawing of some fruit on top of the tree. 果。
果。
It's a third tone. And then also 果 is also the metaphor.Of fruit, when you say, oh, the trip is really fruitful, or it means it's very productive.
Oh, wow,
so that could mean the outcome or the result.
Yeah.
Just like the same as English.
Yeah.
So like fruit can be the metaphor of some good outcome after the harvesting.
Mm.
So 果,
果,
果.
So how would you say that? Say a fruitful trip.
成果, for example.
成果.
Yeah, 好成果。成, that means to accomplish something.
Mm.
And then 好 means good.So because the fruitful trip could end up with a bad outcome. So it depends on what type of outcome.
Yeah.
So it's quite a neutral word. 果。
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 And then 果, that's fruit in general. And what type of fruit in this case? Apple. It's apple. So we say 苹。
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 Yeah, it's the second tone. 苹。
苹。
Yep. The character...Actually, it just means apple originally, and it's two parts. On top is the grass, and that indicates its plant basis.
Yep.
And then in the bottom is actually the character to represent frequent.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, the frequent grass. It doesn't really mean it's frequent grass.
Yep.
苹, the bottom part, provides the sound. It's the phonic. And then on top, the grass is semantic.
Okay.
So it's a phonic and semantic combination. 苹.
Fascinating. 苹.
苹. 苹果.
苹果.
Yeah.
Are apples common in China?
It's very common.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I remember when I was a kid, we had the huge apples and very pink.
Really?
It's like a lot of apples in the UK, they are quite small.
Yeah.
And very sweet. And there was a type of apple we had, and that was from Japan. It's like a size of a melon.
Wow.
Basically, and it's really like a pinky pink, Hello Kitty pink.
Yeah.
And it's a quite special texture and quite special flavor. And they're sort of imported from Japan. It was from Fuji.
Okay. And so were they called Fuji apples?
Yeah, they're called Fuji apple.
Fuji.
Fuji. 苹果富士苹果
富士苹果
Yeah, Fuji. And then in Chinese, we say 富士 So 富士苹果
富士苹果
Yeah.
So you put, for the type of apple...You put that at the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, then we have like a 红苹果 means a red apple.
Right.
And also we have like green apples.
Yep.
We say 青苹果。
青苹果。
Yeah, 青 that means greenish, bluish type of color. It's an ancient word to describe that big spectrum of colors from bluish, greenish, turquoise. So 青苹果。
青苹果。
Yeah, 青苹果。But doesn't matter what color of the skin.Inside is all the same.
Yeah.
I mean, the color is quite the same.
And do Chinese people eat them with the skin on?
Not much nowadays because they put wax on top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so with the wax, then it's better to just peel the skin.
Right.
Yeah. So the skin of the apple, apple skin, we say 苹果皮。
苹果皮。
Yeah, 皮 is a skin. So it could be any skin, human skin, animal skin, fruit skin, 苹果皮。
苹果皮。
Yeah.But when we talk about the apple, the company, we also say 苹果.
Great. That's one word.
Yeah, 苹果. And then there's a terminology people use to describe the hardcore fans of Apple computers, Apple devices, anything Apple.
Okay.
We call them 果粉.
果粉.
Yeah, 果 is the fruit.
Yeah.
And here it's just that they skip 品 altogether. And 粉,
yep.
粉 means powder originally. But here that actually means the fans. Again,
okay.
粉丝.
粉丝.
Yeah, the way to say fan of something, then we say 粉丝.
粉丝.
粉丝. And 粉丝, we talked about 粉丝 in a previous episode, that means the fans of something, but that's actually, it's a combination between powder and the silk.
Yeah.
And 粉丝 together, in the ancient time, that was one type of noodles. Vermicelli noodles.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so the vermicelli noodles, now we used it as the fans. Mm. 粉丝, that's a similar sound of fans.
That's great. I like that translation.
Yeah, so Apple fans, 果粉.
果粉.
It's on the Chinese Wikipedia, so it's really, it's a proper terminology, and you see that on a regular basis.
Okay.
On all the articles and news on the internet, 果粉.
So I think I could say 我是果粉.
你是果粉. Yeah, you are an Apple fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. 你是果粉.
我是果粉.
Yeah. So if you want to add other products behind Apple, you can say 苹果电脑, for example.
苹果电脑.
Yeah, 苹果 is Apple.
Yep.
电脑 is computer.
Yep.
So 苹果电脑 is Apple computer.
Great, okay. 苹果电脑.
Yeah, and then you have 苹果手机.
Mm-hmm.
手 is hand, 机 is machine, hand machine is your handheld. 苹果手机, that means your iPhones.
苹果手机.
苹果手机.
And I probably guess that Chinese people would understand iPhone as well.
Yeah, they do.
The English word.
They do, yeah, but they probably use Xiaomi more than iPhones.
Yes.
Actually, they use both. So, 苹果.
苹果.
And then to say the store, Apple store, we say 苹果店.
苹果店.
Yeah, 店 means store. 苹果店.
苹果店.
Yeah.
我爱吃苹果.
Yeah. 我爱吃苹果. I love eating apples.
Uh-huh.
And in this case, we know it's an apple fruit.
Yeah.
So today we talk about apple, 苹果, and 果 means fruit. And if you really want to say fruit in general, sometimes we say water fruit together, 水果.
水果.
Yeah, 水果. That's 水果. The collective term of any type of fruits. Okay, thank you so much, Jesse, for joining us. Today we talk about Apple. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to come back again tomorrow. Bye, Jesse.
Bye-bye.